Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, how are you? Or hi, everybody. Call everybody angels, right? We love them. And I just want to open up the show tonight. How do you know the difference between the ego voice and the voice of spirit, right? So, and that can be, people go, oh, that's got to be easy. Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not, right? I was chatting with a friend of mine today. She's actually going to talk about the same subject next week. But what's the difference? Well, I'll give you. Emotions, typically, it's one thing. Emotions will typically come from ego, okay? Like, I'm so mad, or I'm so sad, or have you ever thought about this, or this person is wrong? Is that ego, or is that the voice of spirit? So, ego, as I said, comes from emotion, usually. And sometimes, you've got to be really aware of that. God, the angels, your higher self is the voice of spirit, right? Or is the voice of feelings. When, have you ever had a feeling come over you? I had one the other day. I was driving. Oh, man, I made a wrong turn. And I just knew it. It's like a feeling. And I knew that was the angels of God saying, hey, you made a wrong turn. So stop. I connected, with spirit, and I said, tell me, the angels, and of course, I pulled out Siri, and, I knew the feeling was there. I figured out where I needed to go, because it was in a part of town I wasn't familiar with, and I was in a different state. So, remember, emotions come from ego, feelings come from heavenly and a higher part of yourself, a higher part of, God, the angels, whoever you believe in, right? So that's one way to look at it. What's another thing that you can do? Well, I want you to remember this, your intention. So you lose your cool with somebody, right? I have a friend of mine. She lost her cool with a guy that was doing some work for her. And I said, what's your intention? She goes, my intention was to make sure that I got the key back. And because the people that are moving in need their key, need the key. She goes, they're probably going to change the locks, but I don't want a loose key out there because that's not right. And she's right. So her intention was good. She wanted to get the key back from the gentleman that had been working on her home, fixing it up. And he just wasn't budging. He's lazy or whatever. So sometimes people, that's ego, want to cause havoc, right? And that's what he's doing. So her intention was to get the key back, to keep the place safe, to keep, unwanted visitors there, and that kind of thing. That's her intention. And that's cool. The way she went about it, she got mad, upset, that's her ego. So sometimes we use ego to get, and I'm not saying this for any other reason, but it's the truth. Sometimes we use ego, or we get involved in ego instead of using our higher self. But then if your intention is okay, or you've got a high intention because you wanted to make sure nothing was damaged, the house is in place and clean, and, for her new tenants, or she's actually selling the house, and that's a good thing, right? So I think what's your intention? Not to be mean, not to make sure you make him suffer because you didn't bring the key back. He's being lazy. That wasn't her intention. But her intention comes from the place of, I want to make sure the house is safe, okay? So, that's something that you can look at too, So when you're, I'll give you another one. I had a young lady call me today, and she said, how should I say it? She said, I was going to say something to her because she really hurt my feelings and she threw me under the bus, right? That's a whole ego drama thing going on there. And she said, but, sitting there, my intuition all of a sudden said, you know what? She's got her own, thing she's dealing with. And she gets up, backed off, and just said, no, I'm not going to say anything to her. She's getting her own karma, and that's not for me to do. I was like, okay, that's cool. So like I'm telling you, I told her, I said, what is your intention? Okay, when you know your intention, you know where you're coming from. Are you coming from ego? Are you coming from love or the angels or, higher part of you? You will figure that out, right? But one of the things I'm going to make a suggestion, because this is important, don't react, respond, okay? Reacting is ego. Responding is usually a higher vibration, and that comes from the angels and God, okay? So knowing your intention, not reacting to something without any control, okay? That's a couple things there. And then in the heat of the moment, you say, hey, God, angel, Jeshua, because that's what I call Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, what do I need to do? How do I need to handle this? And if you wait and just take a few deep breaths in, you'll figure it out. One of the other things I think you need to remember, too, is ego is quiet, okay? I'm not ego, but the heavenland voice, or, you know, if you see them or feel them, that's even better, because remember, feelings come from the heavenland, the Holy Spirit, Jeshua, angels, Buddha, whoever you believe in, it's a higher vibration. Remember this, and that higher vibration will whisper, okay? And our ego will scream really loud. You know, dumbass, you did this, and this, for instance. So just know that. Look at your intention. What's your intention saying? Well, I want to, for her, I want to get the key back because I want to make sure my new buyers have the key. And if they change the lock, they change it, but everything is in tip-top shape and everything is where it needs to be. Right? So, because she goes, they deserve that, and she's right. Right? So she's coming from joy, she's coming from love, she's coming from that higher awareness. Ego is, it's that guy, he's got my key, I call him, well, Beth called him the smoker, because he smokes a lot of cigarettes, and she didn't know that, by the way. So, yeah, so those are a couple things that you can do there. And also remember that the ego is a yeller, will yell, and spirit will talk quietly. If you're hearing something, have you ever had that inner voice say, make you afraid? That inner voice will come from fear, right? And you know, and what does that look like? I don't know what to do. He's coming, and I don't look good, and I'm, you know, fat. Remember, you know, going on a date and all that. So that's your ego, right? I'm glad I'm going out. I'm super nervous. I'm going to enjoy being with him tonight, going out to dinner, wherever. That's love, okay? That's spirit. You know, you can, and you know, that part of you is like, I'm so scared. Is he, what's he thinking? Is he scared? Right? Well, I think there's a little bit of ego, right? So you just got to look at, are you coming from fear? Or is that inner voice, that little voice, that Jiminy Cricket voice on your shoulder? Is that being loving and you know, letting you know things are going to be okay? Or is that that voice of fear? Yeah, you're right. He is going to think you're a big fat cow. I mean, women talk to themselves, so, you know, like that. So just remember, ego comes from fear. That voice from spirit, the angels or guides, comes from joy and love, okay? And I think that's key, just to remember that and everything. And also in the morning when you wake up, just say, hey, God, I am so grateful. Or angels, you know, Jeshua, I am so grateful for being able to come from love and light this morning when you wake up, or this afternoon. You know, some people have their days and nights different. And I'm grateful to come from light and love and come from spirit and channel that energy through me. Thank you for giving that to me. I am grateful. So that's one way, too, that you can make sure that you're coming from spirit. I'm grateful to keep my emotions out of making my decisions and responding instead of reacting. That's something else you can say. I'm glad to respond instead of react. And, you know, so just to remember that and just be really clear on your intentions when you get upset. I'm not knocking getting upset, getting emotional. I do it. We all do. But when you can come from that place of love, okay, right, and the knowing, that it's all going to work out, right, and trusting that process, and that's a feeling that you've got that just washes over you, and it's so gentle and warm and sweet. Know that your angels and God are connecting with you, okay, and giving you the answers that you're looking for. Just be quiet. Because there are times you're being so loud with yourself and worry, you know what I mean, because worry is from ego usually, okay. Let go, let God is something that when I'm coming from, when I need to be clear on what I'm looking to create, like in that get let go and let God, it means that, hey, you know what? God's got my back. God's got yours. The angels do, your higher self, Buddha, Jeshua, whatever ascended master you believe in, has your back. All right? And you'll know that and you'll feel that. Okay? But sometimes just sit on the side of the bed if you can, or in a, you know, kitchen counter or whatever, and just breathe in a few times, close your eyes and say, okay, I am asking for a message here, and keep channel that, okay? So I hope that helps. I hope that'll give you some good stuff for the weekend. You guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful night, no matter where you're at, and I will do it. I'm doing another show with the Millionaire Maker this weekend, so I'm super excited about it. Anyway, much love, everybody, and I love you with all my heart. Let me just say it like that, because it's coming from fear with ego, right? And I appreciate every single one of you that listened to my show. Okay, take care, and we will talk to you this weekend. Bye, everybody.